Rachel Clark, Downtown. This isn't going to be my last record, but this is my second last. This is Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere. We hope that you enjoyed broadcasting from Signal FM just as much as we enjoyed broadcasting. Signal, most music, 106 FM. Signal 106 FM playing Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere. I suppose when we came on first, myself and Justin Leonard, our program director, said to ourselves, now let's see, Dave's bound to break something. I wonder what it'll be. It was the chair. He managed to break the chair. Actually, one of the wheels is broken, so what we've got actually is a piece of wood underneath the chair. I'm going to finish with a record I started with.
Before you
okay, sorry.
On behalf of all the staff here, as you've all done this on us, we'd like to say thanks for you giving us the opportunity, and we'll see you somewhere else very soon.
I'm sure we will, Dave. Thanks very much.
Okay, yo.
Thanks, lads. I'm going to finish with a record I started the station with. This is Heart and Alone, which you're going to be for a long, long while to come. I catch you some radio station on some place in the world, something like that, anyway. Signal FM.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying. Oh, I hope that it won't end though.
Signal Sales, 880572.
Hello, Signal Advertising. Can I help you?
Broadcasting to Dublin on 106 MHz FM in stereo. This is Signal FM.
Enjoy this trip. Enjoy this trip. And it is a trip.
Countdown is progressing.
Uno, dos.
Signal Express. Come on, against the moon. And the team from S Express, as Dave Adams says.
Team.
No, it's 6 after 11 o'clock. Dave Adams, time to get red.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you all know, we did the all-time Hot 100 the other day. Monday, I think it was. And I was doing a competition, you know, where you could win the all the records in the Hot 100. And what I actually meant to say was Lulu had a hit with the song Shout, but this is the way it came in.
It finishes when it finishes. That's our sort of motto. Right now, though, a song that was never released as a single. It's taken from the LP Bad, or from the LP Unforgettable Fire. From you too, this is Bad at Signal 106 FM. Don't forget the competition, 945-264. Lulu had a shit... oh, sorry.
Well, Dave, what can I say except... let's hope we don't make it again, okay? Waiting for a star to fall. That's what we are. Dublin City's most busy station. Signal 106 FM.
Yeah.
waiting for a star to fall. We've got 50 minutes left. I wish we had 50 years left. I mean, as they say, the good die young. One sad thing, I think we won't be able to hear any of my exclusives anymore. We'll be stuck with rubbish charts. And rubbish charts, right? Anyway, listen, does anyone want to buy a beautiful radio out there? It's absolutely brilliant. It's got 5 presets on it. You can preset Millennium Radio, RT1, RT2, Ride in the Gale Tocta, and FM 3. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Capital?
Ah, sure, you know yourself.
Listen, you know we're all going to be without our heavy metal, our rock music. We're going to be
true.
Without our country and western, our easy listening.
All these stations, like you've got the likes of Class providing easy listening. You've got Heartbeat providing love songs. You've got Treble TR providing country.
Anything you want.
Anything you want, we've got it. We had it basically.
It's almost like America. I was in America last year. The year before last. And everything, I mean, if you want rock music, it's there. If you want wall-to-wall pop music, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to have the radio, I think.
And I think it'd be going backwards, not having maybe 7 stations in Dublin City.
Yeah, I know.
Providing what we have now.
Back to the 70s, right?
And I should hope, actually, the new community stations that do come on take in young people and basically what we did. Because, I mean, if they don't, I mean, they're going to miss out an awful lot of experience. It could take years. I mean, we've got how many? I've got 4 years of commercial radio behind me now. That's me at my young age, and the rest of us here. I mean, none of us would be experienced in radio. Most of us would be going into jobs maybe that we don't even like doing. How do you feel about that, Dave?
Well, I suppose that would be a true enough thing. I mean, I've only been in radio since June.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'd still be bumming around. All last summer, I would have been doing nothing. You know.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for this place, I'd have done one show a week at Radio Dublin and that was it, you know. And obviously, I'm very grateful for what happened, you know.
What about yourself, Benny? You're a rock fan. What are you going to do?
Yo.
Well, that's, I think you made a very valid point there. And I think lots and lots of people all throughout the city have been making the point in radio that there really is just going to be no choice. No choice whatsoever. You're going to have no rock, no pop, no nothing. You're just going to have the same stuff dribbled out by RT, right? And it's just going to be like, if you want 24-hour love songs, you got Heartbeat. If you want 24-hour country and western, you got Treble TR. Signal, you got a young, energetic kind of station, community-based, if you like. That's going to all be gone, and all you're going to have a state radio, which is ridiculous.
For an indefinite
period of time.
Well, I'm not taking away from RT. I mean, they're good at what they do. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, say, for example, in the morning, you've got Radio 1, you've got Gay Byrne, right, chat show. Radio 2, you've got Jerry Ryan, chat show. FM 3, you've got
Nothing.
Mihal
Radio na Gaeltachta, you've got Bungo Smart. And the 4, Paddy Go Backward Lands.
Yeah, the other thing is about taking away these local pirate stations is RTE2, FM 2 is basically aimed at Dublin. These small pirate stations around the country provide the service for the small communities. RTE2 can't do that, and they should have these stations ready to come on air before they close us down.
And where are they going to get money for advertising as well? Say someone in Cork has a shop.
Yeah, that's
What's
true.
The point in advertising a shop in Cork near Dublin? Mm.
Mm. And also a very valid point, it was mentioned in the song, we have the pirate song. I mean, say someone down the country, say maybe an elderly person, I mean, a local station in, say, the town of... let me think of a town.
Thurles
or some small town maybe. The community station is a vital link to the community. They're sitting at home, maybe bedridden, maybe just lonely, and they have their community radio station relaying community news, and there's always someone on talking. What do you think about that, our programme director, Mr. Turner?
Well, I didn't quite catch the question. <'cause>
we were just commenting on that the local stations in the country, I mean...
providing their services.
For the local community, I mean, you've got the local news, and you've got local people coming in talking. I mean, say an old person, for example, you know, as it can hear what's going on in the community. I mean, RTE can't provide that kind of service.
One of our disc jockeys, Paddy the Farmer, was making that point earlier on.
That was right, yeah.
I mean, he used to have his own station. What was it, Turnip FM or something?
Something like that, yeah. But, I mean, I think the minister made a mistake in not saying all applications for licences have to be in by the 31st of July, and then all stations have to close on the 30th 1st of December. And in the meanwhile, and the many Rage of Come On maybe sometime next week. But now we've got an indefinite period of vacuum with no stations, which was promised. It was actually promised way back in 1983 that they weren't going to close down the existing stations until they had new stations ready to come on. Thus not creating a vacuum, which is exactly the situation now. I mean, the minister says that he's going to have the new national service on by March, which I think really is a joke. With all due respect to the minister now, I mean, right, he's not announcing who's going to win the franchise until the end of January. So, I mean, that gives the franchise winner a month to set up a national station, which, I mean, I'm the station engineer here, and I can tell you it's hard work being a station engineer for a local station. But on a national level, where you've got transmitters in every town, two or three transmitters in every town, you've got studios to build, you've got formats to build, you've got everything. I mean, that's going to take at least 6 months. I reckon it'll be Christmas this time next year before we have new stations on the air.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I mean, politicians are not always true to their word.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but the thing is, RTE are getting in the back door, if you like.
It's monopoly.
They're going to have an indefinite period of time now with nothing but RTE to listen to, and that's absolutely crazy, and it's unfair to the pirate radio stations, who, let's face it,
it's unfair to the listeners. It's denying them of the constitutional right to freedom of choice to what they want to listen to.
Mm. So who do we listen to now? No one.
Like, I mean, for example, on Sunday morning, right, I hope I'm going to wake up anyway, unless I die in the meanwhile. Let's not be morbid, though. I'm going to listen. I'm not going to put on RT because RT doesn't really appeal to me.
Well, who are you going to listen to?
I'm not going to listen to BBC Radio 1 because they don't play my type of music.
Then what are you going to do?
I've got to buy albums.
It's nice to have a friend on the radio, someone to listen to at night time maybe. All I'm going to do is be listening to tapes of what Signal was and what radio was in this
radio
country.
Radio Luxembourg is there, of course.
But I mean, who's...
At night time, it's...
But I mean, after being treated with the likes of Nova and Sunshine and FM...
Yeah.
And FM Clarity, I don't think a lot of people are going to go down to medium wave.
I'm certainly
not, anyway.
But if you want a choice, that's where you've got to go, then.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be a funny period. You can't really say for definite at this stage what's going to happen. I mean, they've tried so often to bring in local radio in this country. Who knows what'll happen, yeah?
Mm.
General election.
I think Sean Ashmore made a very bad point to me on the phone last night. He was saying that, on the other hand, I mean, closing these stations down is a good thing because, I mean, what investor is going to invest money in a new legalised radio station if he doesn't think the reign of the pirates is going to be over, you know?
But I think that's rubbish. I think that's just a millimetre excuse by the minister just to shut them down.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say the only people laughing tonight are certain people in Montrose. Other people have a little bit more.
Only certain people, because, I mean, a lot of the guys in RTE2 were trained from, you know, Radio Nova. So
yeah, well, I think we know
the likes of Mike Moran.
Yeah, there is no way the likes of Colm Hayes, and John Clark would have got onto RTE if it wasn't for the independent stations.
Yeah, Radio 2 wouldn't even be in existence if it wasn't for Nova.
They wouldn't be on FM to the certain extent. I mean, Nova introduced FM. Anyway, we are a radio station. Here's Debbie. Shake your love, I'm wondering.
Debbie Gibson, yeah, we like her in here, and that's the Shake Your Love. Right, what we're going to do now is play a little bit about our MD mic, okay? This is back in the days of Magic 103, which will be followed, Look, you were 14, there's no need to, there's no need to be embarrassed because you're so physically...
Well, Magic 103,
4 years ago, right. Which will be followed by a little piece from, what, Gold 104 FM, all right.
So now over to Michael.
Hi, this is Mike Owen with Sport on Magic Hullabaloo. And if you're interested in GAA, listen in. It was a case of close encounters of the third kind at Croke Park on Tuesday night. The star roles were being filled by St. Joseph's Ternure, Cull Teresa, Donore Avenue in the final of the Marino Cup, Division 2 Senior Hurling. In the previous two matches between the sides this year, just 1 point had separated the two rivals, with Ternure edging home on both occasions. And now for people interested in athletics. Sadly, Ed Moses, Olympics 400-metre hurdle champion, won't be able to appear in the Ulster Games on Monday because of a knee injury, which has been troubling him for the past few months. Still on athletics, Ireland is to send out 22 athletes to compete in the World Deaf Games, which is the same as the Olympics. Ireland is sending out teams in soccer, swimming, table tennis, track and field events. The Irish swimmers have high hopes of doing well because they did very well in the recent European Deaf Championship in France, bringing home 12 medals, including 2 gold, and we all wish them the best of luck. And don't forget Andrew's competition, which is who sang the title song, A View to the Kill, for the James Bond movie, and who, what is James Bond's code name? And now here's Magic's Mega Play, a Dublin band, MPH, and it's You Did It.
Gold 104 FM playing Ice House, that's my obsession from the album Man of Colours. You want to give me a call, the number here is 538870, that's 538870. Back in time, this is Joe Fagan, that's Living Alright at Gold 104 FM.
Big difference there, wasn't there, between Mike on Magic 103 and Gold 104. What we're going to do now is play a little bit from the close down of 1988, the summer of this year.
Blind.
All right, hold on. Just check the other side, I suppose. Right, hold on. Here we go. Right. Just been given the wrong tape, in fact. Well, here we go. Let me try this again. Check it out. Yeah, well, let's try it now.
You could have swept it from your life, but you wouldn't do it. No, you wouldn't do it. And you have enough.
Our job in front of us, Kevin, didn't we, really? It was a great experience. I wouldn't miss it for the world. What Signal did was something very special. We took in young people and taught them, you know, what radio was like. We'd like to thank them for what they did for us, the hard times and the good times. What we did here was great. I'd like to thank everyone who helped us, Bernard Evans, Jerry Dalton, Jerry McCarty, Carl Reddy, Paul Ormond, Kevin O'Sullivan, Eamon Roach, and all the jocks, Peter Byrne, Alan Burdock, thanks for the records, Alan. Justin Leonard, Graham Jones, thanks for the records. Neil Ryan, Dave Adams, Greg Kelly, Phil Power, Richard Coles, James Dunbar. I think John has a few words to say as well, don't you? Don't you, John?
Hi, I'm Kevin Brannigan. There is one small thing that I must say, Mike. That is a very big thanks to all the staff who gave us support through hard times. The guys who came from Smile FM, Radio Dublin, CIU, Liberties, and from RT Radio 2. In fact, I must say thanks to all the stations who stepped out of our way while we got on with the job that was in hand. And must also say thanks to a guy called Dave Adams, Benny Ryan, Phil Power, James Dunbar, The Freak, Greg Kelly, Tyrone McKenna, John McKenzie, Pitts, and so many more people. And must also say hello to the Nighttime Phantom. Signal 106 FM, Mike.
I think this is an appropriate record to finish up with. Chris Rea, Fool If You Think So. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Dying flame.
That was the close down earlier on this summer. What we're going to do now is play the opening back in 1987, was it?
No, or 86,
88. 88. This was the opening this summer.
Broadcasting to Dublin on 106 MHz FM in stereo. This is Signal FM.
Good morning from Dublin Signal FM. Sabrina, boys, 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 it's 6:04. Oh, it's a welcome return from Signal FM. We promised you'd be back, and we're back. And we also promised you it's going to be more fun than any other radio station on the band. We're going to give you that too. It's Wet, Wet, Wet on Angel Eyes on Signal 106 FM.
The station opened back earlier on this summer. Yeah, so what do you think of that? Great?
Yeah. Well, it was me actually on air.
Yeah, well, we knew that.
Morning. 6 o'clock,
yeah, the old brain's not working too well at that stage of the morning. Can I have a look at the clock? Excuse me. I just want to have a little look at the clock. We've actually got 31 minutes left of broadcasting. We're going to play a nice little short record, but it's great. This is from New Order. This is called Fine Time. We're having a fine time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sound really happy, I have to say. Signal FM.
Thank you.
go with a little bit of Graham Turner from a while back.
Yes. Stacey, I love that name. Stacey Lynch in Turner. She wanted to hear Roger, I Want to Be Your Man. Here it is, Signal 106 FM. We're going to take it easy for the next 25 minutes as we fall in love with Signal 106. Before one, I Want to Be Your Man. That's Roger from the Unlimited LP. It's a great LP too. There's another song on the... Actually, that song is on the LP, and that's called I Want to Be Your Man. And there's another song on the LP called I Really Want to Be Your Man. Strange enough. Right, time for the winners of our competition. First, we got 57 phone calls. Thank you all out there. Thank you very, very much, all you dedicated listeners to Dublin City's most music station, Signal 106 FM. Thanks a lot, and from all the people who rang in, there you go, a kiss from me, right? I'm going to bend down here now and take up the big black bag which we have all the entries in, the correct ones in. And of course the answer to the competition was, name two hit singles by A-ha. You could have had Take On Me, Stay On These Roads, Touchy, their latest hit single, all them. Manhattan Skyline, everything, I've got them all here. All in a big black bag, and I'm going to reach down into the black bag now and pick out a winner. First, our winner of the Hits 8, Now 12, and Signal FM t-shirt. Right, we'll dig deep. And if I just put my hand into this bag here, yeah, right. Got a winner. Yes, we have got a winner indeed. It's a young lady called Alison Cooper, and she says, Stay On These Roads and Touchy. That is correct. And she wins herself, Alison Cooper in Rat Minds. You can phone us now on 880572, and we'll tell you how to collect your prize. A Hits 8 and Now 12 and a Signal 106 FM t-shirt. Well done, baby, you've won that. Right, now for our next prize, which is a ticket to go to the Classic Cinema with a person of your choice. I know you're going to bring me along if you're a lady. And we look at a film together. Right, let's dig deep. Who knows, I could pick out a monkey or something. Right, we got a winner. It's another lady. I love all these ladies. Susan Rogan and Rod Farnham. Well done to you, Susan Rogan and Rod Farnham. You've won yourself a ticket, which entitles you to go along to the Classic Cinema in Rat Minds and go to any of the pictures they are showing at the moment. So our two winners once again, Alison Cooper in Rat Minds. She wins herself a Hits 8, Now 12, and
that
a single
Graham
FM
Turner
t-shirt.
On the old Night Network. It wasn't called the Night Network then. We're going to take a short commercial break. Well, it's not actually a commercial break. It's Backroom Tate. And have a listen to this.
Extrusion announced the new opening of their latest branch at Mount Venus Road, Dublin. This stockist carries all our pornographic films such as Tiny Tim and the Bondage Queen, Randy Rachel and her Rollicking Rod, Wicked Wanda and her Whip, and Desperate Mike and the Meccano Man. All these and more at the new Extravision branch at Mount Venus Road, Rathfarn on Dublin 16. Extravision, biggest because we're best.
I think that was the censor there. Here's Cyndi Lauper,
run two,
all
run
through
two.
The night.
All through the night, I'll be awake and I'll be with you. All through the night, this precious time, when time is new. All through the night.
And
That was Signal 106.
That was the most professional.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you want to contact us, that was myself and Mike and Graham there. We're the best singers in the whole world.
You're listening to the final half an hour from Signal 106. Final half an hour? Final 22 minutes on Signal 106 FM. This is Brian Ferry. Come on, Dave, start the record. Let's stick together at Dublin City's most music. Signal 106 FM! Established one thing anyway, that Benny can't sing. This is Signal, most music 106 FM. Don't forget Bill Block's on the way. It's 18 minutes to 12 o'clock. It's the final countdown from Signal 106 FM. Signal 106 FM playing Van Halen and Jump. We've got, what have we got now? We've got Bill Block. This was in fact a skit on Q's Program Control at the time was Bill Cunningham, and their previous program controller was Martin Block. So we put the two of them together and got Bill Block. This is no offence to Q102, and this was actually done by Garv Rigby, so you can blame him,
okay? I think they like this.
Signal Most Music 106 FM.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
This is Graham Turner.
Hello, my name is Bill Block, and I was planning up to dispute against your promotion.
And which promotion is that, Bill?
The promotion that says you play the most music. Well, we play more music than you lot.
And where are you exactly?
Well, we're down here in Dublin, and we play more music, and we play the most music a late by law.
And what frequency are you on?
We're on 102.
What law is that? There's no music law.
It's my law. My law.
It must be your law. It must be your law.
Hello?
It must be your law.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello?
Hello, Bill. You still there?
Hello? I can't hear you.
But listen, we play alien songs per hour, right? How many do you play?
We play much more. We play 14.
Well, we play 18, so it's hard luck.
14's more than 18. Oh, no. I've got brains.
I think you have, all right.
Look. I'm Bill Block, and I know my music.
I'm sure you do, yeah. Signal 106, you play the most music in Dublin. Everybody knows that.
No, they don't, because I need all your promotions.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. That's true enough, all right.
So they're listening to me now.
They are not. We've got all the listenership in Dublin City right here on 106 FM. Dublin's most music each hour. Alien songs.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself now? We play the most music.
Well, we'll be paying more music, because we'll be paying 15... We'll be shouting into the microphone from now on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, one of our jocks was listening to your station today.
How?
Oh.
They said it was dreadful.
Well, that's your jock. My jocks think our station is dreadful as well.
And why don't you do something about it?
Because I don't own the station.
What frequency are you on again? Just remind our listeners.
We're on everywhere. We're on 102. We go all over the place. We don't know where we are. We name ourselves 102, but we don't know who we are, really. First of all, we say we're super. Otherwise, we say we have a brilliant sound. We don't know who we are yet.
Yeah. And what listenership do you think you have?
About two. Both our listeners are very good.
Oh, we have about 5,000.
And that's what I mean, we've got about 2,000.
Yeah, sure you have.
5,000, isn't it?
But I believe you put promotions out yourselves. Put most music or something.
Ah, that's me.
Yeah, I heard that. That's lies.
Yeah, but that's not me. You see, I talk into a special microphone which makes my voice sound American. But I'm really a real absolute double.
Yeah.
That's not me at all.
What about that cat? What happened to that? Did it get killed or something?
Well, a fella called Henry. Henry Cochran, he stabbed it.
Why did he stab him? He's getting sick of it.
He like it. Killed the dog.
I don't hear the dog yet. Why? Can you not get one?
What?
Oh yeah, very good.
You see, I used to make the cat sound myself, but because my cat was deaf and dumb.
Here, there's another station on 100, a big hiss out of it. What's that?
That's called 100 FM.
That's yours, is it?
That's mine, yeah.
But you can't have two stations, it's not fair.
We can have as many stations as we want, because we want to make everyone in Dublin depressed.
You sure are doing that, I tell you.
I know.
Listen, do you want to do an instant request on the air?
All right.
And I pick any song you like.
Well, I don't know. A Blame or Darius. Nothing's going to change my love for you. I bet you can't find that.
We have it on Signal 106 FM. I'll see you then, Bill Block.
Okay, there we had Bill Block. That was actually Graham Turner and Garv Rigby. Are you going to take that down, yeah? We're actually having a frantic search around here for a jingle. we've got approximately 10 minutes left, and everybody's hunting around the studio now for this jingle. I'm not quite sure what to say, except for it's a bit of a sad occasion, you know? I think we're going to take Mr. Ormond in here, are we?
Yeah. Hello.
Well, on behalf of all the staff of the station, I'd just like to thank you for letting us use the sheds and letting us use your property and electricity and something like that. Do you want to say a few words?
No, it's been a great pleasure. It's the end of an era. I'm sorry to see it all going. But they've been a great bunch of lads around the place. I'm delighted to have them up and around.
Yeah, that's great.
Even
thanks
when
a lot.
Your drill went missing?
Even which?
When your drill went missing?
Even when my drill went missing and even when the tools went missing. I've enjoyed it all.
Well, that's. I'm glad to see that. Anyway, thanks for coming in and talking to us. In the meanwhile, Dave's going to say a few words, and Greg's going to say a few words. And,
Garv.
Our PD's going to say a few words, and I'm going to get around the other side.
Right. I'm just going to say.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody out there. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks to everybody who's listening out there. I'm not quite sure what else to say. There's not much we can say, really, is there?
Here's
Graham Turner, we're going to miss you.
We're going to miss everyone who's phoning up over the last week and all.
Well, what can I say? Only.
Isn't that. This is Benny Ryan. Beside me is my friend Paddy. Just say a few words, Paddy.
Hello, Benny. How are things?
Not bad, yeah. How are you getting on? What do you think of this signal closing down? Isn't it bad? It's sad.
There's 8 minutes left. It's
eight
unbelievable.
Minutes.
I can't believe
in the studio is unbelievable. Remember during the summer you'd be up and the rest of the lads would be in the studio.
Yeah.
We used to you'd come up and everyone would be fine, really happy, and now everything's gone. Ooh.
It's going down.
The ship is sinking, so to speak.
The temperature's very cold.
Are you going to say anything about your true identity?
Well, my true identity is that I'm Paddy the Farmer.
Paddy the Farmer. You'll always be Paddy the Farmer.
We leave it at that, you know.
We'll always
be
Paddy
an enigma.
The Farmer.
Nobody will ever know except for us.
What's Turner doing there, down at that chair there?
Oh, no.
Right.
Well, I better be going. Wish you all the best, listeners.
Okay.
And goodbye.
Right. Here we go. Robin Beck.
The first time.
Signal.
The last time, really.
Ever. On Signal FM.
106 FM, Dublin's most music station.
See ya.
Bye.
All the
best.
Bye from Graham.
From Dave. Bye.
From Benny. Bye.
Go on, give me a kiss.
That's from Benny.
Yeah,
Mike's up next, okay?
Mike's got a speech.
Bye.
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 First time, first love. Oh, what feeling is this? Electricity falls with the very first kiss. Oh,
Signal 106 FM for the very, very last time. 5 to 12, God, I can't believe this is it. We've got 5 minutes of broadcasting left, and I'm going to say a few words. By the way, my name is Mike Ormond. I am the managing director and, I suppose, the owner of this radio station. The last 10 years of Irish radio have been something very special, not only to me, but to all of us. The independent stations revolutionised Irish radio, from the introduction of FM by Radio Nova to the tight style of broadcasting now used by all of us. You can be sure that the bill wouldn't be what it is if it hadn't been for the likes of Nova, Sunshine and Q102. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank these stations for giving us something to aim for. If you aim high, you'll achieve high. Signal was very special to me in many ways. Well, one, it taught me how radio was done. Two, it gave me 1.5 years of valuable experience. And three, it made me many friends in the radio world. It's going to be hard to say goodbye to it all, because since 1986, my life has been devoted to this station. Ever since it went off air, or even when it went off air, we were still planning. I would like to thank everyone that helped us. I can't mention you all, but you know who you are. I'd like to thank Kevin, my ex-partner and good friend, for all your support. Best of luck. And finally, thanks to everyone who listened and made my life for the last 3 years mean something. Thanks again. On behalf of all the staff, thanks, good night, and God bless. Thanks for listening. Ihoa, Bonnach Ludia, Gorev, Milikov, Leblor, Nishtuk. I'll leave you the record. This is Thriving Wilburys. Congratulations. Thanks for listening to Dublin City's most music station, Signal 106 FM.
The youth.